Thanks to Indeed for supporting Earn Your Happy. Indeed makes it easy to connect with your applicants. No need to install anything extra. Indeed's virtual interviews work from your browser. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/happy. Offer good for a limited time. And big thanks to Jenny Kane for sponsoring Earn Your Happy. For your best dressed self, add Jenny Kane to your closet. Find your forever pieces and get 15% off your first order. Go to JenniKayne.com and use my code Lori at checkout.
So I would say definitely do that research to really understand who the founders are, the creators are. And that's something I always suggest and something that I look for if I'm about to buy a new NFT too.
Everyone, welcome back to the show. Today's podcast is with Lisa Mayer, and I'm going to tell you that if you have been hearing all about this crazy crypto world, crazy NFT world, and you're like, oh my God, I don't even know what that's about. I don't even know if it's going to stay. Like, what in the world is this? Maybe it's not even on your radar. I believe that education is power. So whether it's something you think you want to get into or not, it's going to be a conversation that is around, I believe, for a very, very long time until it either morphs into something else or just stays. So I want to make sure that you know exactly what it is. Whether or not you choose to get into it, totally cool, but at least listen in on this conversation so that you can have an educated idea about why people are doing this. And you might even be pretty surprised about what people are going to do with it. And I just keep thinking that it is going to evolve and it's going to maybe eventually be something that everybody can have access to. So Lisa Mayer is an entrepreneur, philanthropist, and founder and CEO of My Social Canvas and Boss Beauties, which, born and raised in Connecticut on a small family farm, it was there that she first learned about entrepreneurship and the value of hard work. She was working in the ed tech startups early on in her career, and she left Silicon Valley scene to pursue her passion to elevate young women through mentorship and social entrepreneurship. So in 2012 is when she created My Social Canvas. She is a part of, or created, Boss Beauties' first NFT collection, which is 10,000 unique digital portraits capturing independent and diverse women. And it sold out in its first hour, becoming the first ever NFT collection to be displayed at the New York Stock Exchange. Lisa's mission to equip young women with mentorship programs has impacted thousands of high school and college aged girls. And in 2021, after spending 10 years helping to educate the next generation of women and girls, Lisa launched Boss Beauties. And the company is an extension of the same passion and goals she has championed over a decade. People who are a part of the collection are Reese Witherspoon, Eva Longoria, and Olympian Allison Felix. They're among some of the celebrities who own pieces. In addition, Boss Beauties was also featured in the NASDAQ Tower for the International Day of the Girl. You guys, some of the NFT sales also goes back to supporting work of mentoring young women. So like I said, even if this is something that you're like, I'm not interested, I'm not sure, what the hell is this? It seems so weird. Listen to the podcast so you can at least understand some of the conversation. And who knows, something might just pop for you. Let's get started. Lisa, thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm so excited to chat with you today.
I'm so excited to be here. I mean, first of all, I love your podcast and everything that you stand for. And I'm really honored to be here and have this chat.
Thank you so much. And I love, for anyone who is not watching the video, did you just land somewhere? You were traveling, and where are you right now?
Yes, I've been traveling all over.
Okay, where are you at? Where are we talking to you?
I'm on a work trip.
Oh,
so
nice.
All work. When you're an entrepreneur, I think you know this probably, right? You're never really not working.
No, you're always working.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so I'm excited for everybody to listen into this conversation because there is
so much buzz about NFTs, cryptocurrency. Some people are excited. Some people are like, that's not going to stick around. I'm not even interested. It feels so, so far above me. I can't even wrap my brain around it. So Lisa, our goal today is to kind of just do high level, get people super informed, make this really approachable if it is something that they want to do. I'm especially excited you're here because you're doing such a cool project. You're a woman in NFTs, getting women into NFTs. Mm-hmm. For those of you that don't know, I am very excited about them. My husband and I have been purchasing NFTs and learning as much as we can, which you still just feel like you don't know anything. But Lisa, let's start with your project. So you have created Boss Beauties, and that is a collection of NFTs. I would love to hear about exactly what that all is and what got you to create it.
Absolutely. And first of all, I love that you're diving into NFTs. So love to just chat about this topic. I mean, it's something I'm very passionate about. So Boss Beauties, what is it? Boss Beauties was really founded. I started actually with my husband. So he's my co-founder, partner in life, partner in business, which is exciting. We started Boss Beauties about 6 months ago. And really, Boss Beauties is about reminding women that they can be everything they want to be, right? I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a mom, right? The collection itself, if you check out the collection, you'll see all the traits are mixed up. So there's astronauts, CEOs, women in finance, Olympic athletes, artists, you name it. And you'll see that some of the NFTs, you'll see an astronaut helmet with a CEO, outfit, or then you'll see an Olympic medal or a chef. So it's really showing women they can be everything they want to be. And actually, part of it really is built on the extension of work I've been doing for the last decade. So for the last 10 years, what gets me up every morning is all about mentoring the next generation of women. Oh. And so for 10 years, I've been working in this. It's my passion. You know, I'd set up mentorship events for women in college and high school where they get to meet Olympic athletes, CEOs, women in tech, fashion designers, you know, to be mentored and build the career of their dreams. Mm-hmm. So fast forward to about a year ago, I discovered NFTs with Anthony, my husband, and we just got deep into this space, you know, researching it. What are NFTs? Why is it growing so rapidly? Mm-hmm. And we were in it for a while and we realized that we wanted to get into the space and bring the work that I'd already been doing in women's empowerment into the Web3 space. So with that being said, Boss Beauties was born out of that, you know, bringing that passion, that mission for mentorship and women's empowerment into NFTs. And then we started Boss Beauties initially as our 10K NFT collection, which I was sharing earlier. But really now it's growing into being more than an NFT collection. There's a lot of plans that we have for building it to be a global brand and getting more immersed into the Web3 space. So much to it, but yeah, let's dive in a little bit more too. I can share more about the space and whatever you want to learn too.
Love it. I love that so much. Okay, so let's start at the very top. What is an NFT? What does that stand for? And then what is Web3?
Okay, so here's how I love to break it down. Never before in history, think about it, right? Have we been able to buy, sell, and trade digital assets the way we can now? Typically, you buy clothing or food or the laptop I'm using right now to record this podcast, your headphones, physical products and things that we can actually hold in our hand. We can hold it. We put our hand out and we can hold those items, right? Now, through NFTs, we're actually able to buy and trade and sell digital assets like digital artwork or music, things of that nature through the blockchain and through NFTs. And you know what is really cool? There is a record of the NFTs that you own. So if you were to buy a Boss Beauty, we'll be able to see that you own that Boss Beauty on the blockchain. It's on there and it shows that ownership, which is really cool. I mean, in the past, you might see something, take a screenshot of it, and you see that, you keep it on your computer to look at it. But through NFTs, it's much more than that now. You own it, right? And a lot of times you can resell it. People will often buy an NFT just like you might a piece of artwork on your wall. You might buy a piece of artwork and hang it on your wall, and then later you might sell that artwork for more money. So people are really getting into the NFT space, and there's many ways that you can use NFTs as well.
So what does it stand for? And then tell me what Web3 is. We're going to go super basic, then we're going to move down for people if this is their very first intro podcast for NFTs.
Totally. So non-fungible token is what it stands for. And really with Web3, think of it as the next iteration of the internet. Mm. And people have actually said, this is interesting, that Web3 is really like the next, think about the dot-com boom, then think about social media and all these things that have happened in tech. Mm-hmm. Web3 is next. One example, we hosted an event for International Women's Day, and we had our event, and you could get into and watch it in the metaverse. Mm. So you could actually see it on the screen in the metaverse. It's really interesting. It's really the next iteration.
What did that look like when you were watching the event? Like when people are just like picturing, what does this even look like? Like, what is this
thing? You know, I'll have to, you know what would be interesting for your listeners? I can show you some images or links to see what that looked like. I actually didn't get to see it because I was hosting it, but it was so cool. So we were hosting our event in New York City.
Okay.
And people could then go into the event and watch it. And that you'd see on the wall, we had our NFTs on the wall, on display. You could walk up to it and look at the NFT or watch the event. It's really, really cool.
Is hiring a challenge?
Yes.
Do you love a challenge?
You better say yes, because that's why you listen to Earn Your Happy. Well, you need a hiring partner that can help you rise to this challenge. That's why you need Indeed. Indeed is a hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed is a powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. One of their greatest tools is called Instant Match, which I guess you could see is similar to dating apps, matching you with quality candidates who would love to grow with you on your business journey. Sounds like love at first sight. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates that match the job description the moment they sponsor a job post. Imagine that. I also love that with Instant Match, you can invite candidates you would likely like to interview to apply for the job. The reason this is so great is because these candidates are 3 times more likely to apply to your job than candidates who only see it in search, which gives you a lot more control over who your potential employee could be. Another great perk, Indeed is the only job site where you only pay for applicants that meet your must-have requirements. You can't do business alone. It really does take a village. So if you need to hire, hire right. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/happy. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/happy. Indeed.com/happy. Terms and conditions apply. Pay per qualified applicant not available for all users. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, this is so cool, you guys, for everybody listening. Like, it's not just online too now. I feel like people are, it's like actually quite tangible. People are having events. They are purchasing actual things with cryptocurrency and NFTs and all of these different things. So it's becoming, for anyone who's not sure if it's sticking around, I'm like, when I'm traveling, it's like really out there and becoming a thing, especially once you hear about it, you can't unhear about all of the things and it starts to be everywhere. Okay. So tell me about kind of your ultimate goal with Boss Beauties. And I know that this is probably something that's such an evolution, because whenever we first get an idea, it's almost like you have to get it out into the world to see what it's even becoming and how people are interacting with it. So what is something that you wanted it to be when it started? And what is something that surprised you that you think it's going to become?
Yeah, you know what's really interesting? When we launched Boss Beauties, I actually had no idea what to expect. I mean, the NFT space is so new. It's evolving and changing and growing every day. So I had no idea what to expect. I mean, we kind of just went for it, not knowing what would happen. We wondered, we're making 10,000 NFTs. I will admit, I was a little nervous. I was like, 10,000 is a lot. Are these going to really sell out?
I don't know anything good that people haven't been nervous for. So,
I mean, right? Would you agree? I mean, you're an entrepreneur and just everything that you've done.
I'm nervous about everything I do. I'm always like, is this going to work?
I know, right? I mean, you know what? The very best dreams and the biggest of visions and dreams are not going to happen without a little bit of fear, right?
For sure.
In the beginning, right?
For sure.
So with 10,000 NFTs, we had no idea. We didn't know if they would sell out. I was thinking that's a lot of NFTs, but they ended up selling out in 90 minutes, which I was so grateful for.
That is insane. What do you think that was from? Just for people who are like thinking of starting their own, what did you do? Who was involved? What were the main modalities that you launched? Like, what does that look like?
Part of it really is before we launched, we had a game plan. We spent 8 weeks building our community and really immersing ourselves in building the Boss Beauties brand and the community before launching. I would give that advice to anybody that is looking to get into the NFT space. It's not something that you just jump right in and then you make your NFTs, they're ready to launch. I mean, just that you have the NFTs you want to launch, that's not enough. I mean, really immerse yourself in the space, give something back to the NFT community as well. So one thing that we did is we hosted a week-long summit, virtual summit, before we launched. So I believe we launched on a Saturday, all week long from Monday to Saturday. We hosted virtual events. We even hosted an NFT education session, teaching people that were new to NFTs and crypto about the space to be able to teach them about how to set up your wallet and some of the details that we'll talk about later. But really, we hosted events, we built our community, and we wanted to educate and be able to bring something of value back to the NFT community before we launched.
I love this so much because we talk about businesses and launching all the time on this podcast. It's one of the main topics is just like, how do you get that dream out into the world? What does that look like? And I love that you're sharing exactly what literally it looks like to get everything else out too. Like it's build that community, build that trust, add value so that people want to come and take part in whatever it is that you're going to be offering. It's so cool to hear that because I think that we overthink it. And it really comes down to that like really special formula of add all the value that you can, educate, create a community, a great place for people to be and have those great core values. So I love hearing that. It's so cool. So do you think that NFTs are here to stay and why?
I do. 100%. Looking at the growth of the NFT space, I was nerding out on this. I'm not going to lie. Last August, I saw that OpenSea, one of the larger NFT platforms, actually surpassed the volume of Etsy, which is crazy to think. And Etsy, think about how huge Etsy is, right? But that's just, you know, a little bit of data around it. There's other data and metrics we could share. But also, think about it. I mean, so many things are going digital. I was talking to a neighbor and she mentioned her daughter is playing video games and that through the video games, they can buy. It's not essentially the same as an NFT, but everything is really going digital. So her daughter is buying accessories for her game and digital tokens.
Wow.
It's not the exact same as an NFT, but think about the way things are progressing in all areas of technology, right? And just looking at NFTs are also, I love this topic too, a way that we can provide utility. I know you were going to ask that as well. But think about NFTs can be a ticket to an event. They could be a ticket to a club or a community or access. So there are so many ways that people are using NFTs, whether they're starting their own NFT project or whether they're an established brand. A lot of major brands are getting into this space and getting involved. Adidas, Nike acquired an NFT company. There's so many others I could list off, but really that was actually one of the things I will say. I saw a lot of large companies making the move to get into the NFT space. And that's just one sign that I can see they're here to stay. They want to get involved. They see that it's kind of a tipping point.
Yo,
Sound the trumpets. We're officially transitioning from winter to spring, and it's time to switch out all of your boots and coats for lightweight sweaters and super cute flowy dresses, which you guys might know are my absolute fave. There's no better place to shop for all your springtime staples than Jenni Kayne. P.S. I moved to Newport for part of the year, and there is an actual Jenni Kayne store here. I almost died when I went in yesterday. Yeah, I did. Did I mention we are officially living and loving it back in California, which means I am bringing my Jenni Kayne collection. It screams laid-back California vibes that keep you cool in the warm California sun, yet warm enough for those chilly ocean breezes that come through that I'm obsessed with. Now that we're beachfront, I'm still obviously called to my desk to keep light pink moving, but I love wearing my Jenni Kayne shearling mules because how perfect and convenient they are, and I look super cute when I go work at coffee shops on some new projects too. They're great for working at home for hours, and I just feel really, really cozy. And also, I'm trying to up my game a little bit and not just stay in my workout clothes and look a little bit chic some of the days, right? To go with my mules while I work and walk on the boardwalk, I recently got Jenni Kayne's Cody cardigan, a lightweight knit with an ultra soft feel. It has front pockets and side slit details that easily add effortless charm to any outfit. It's the perfect cardigan for us work from home entrepreneurs, and we might crank that AC a little low sometimes, especially when I was back in Arizona. For your best dressed self this season and beyond, add Jenni Kayne to your closet. Find your forever pieces at jennikayne.com and get 15% off your first order when you use code Lori at checkout. That's JENNIKAYNE.com, promo code Lori.
Let's talk about that. So you had mentioned something about utility, but let's chat about real quick, what makes a good NFT? Like if we're starting to go, okay, what the heck is this? Like, how do I know where to look? What should I look for? What makes me think that this particular project of NFTs is going to be around for a while? Do I look at the founders? Do I look at what I can do with it? Help me with that.
Yeah. You know, I think it depends what you're looking for, right? Mm. It really depends on the person. If you are looking to be a part of a community that shares your passions and you're really passionate about a certain topic, right? Or something that gets you excited, right? Mm-hmm. There are so many NFT projects that have a particular mission or a cause or something that those community members are aligned on, right? Mm. So that's one thing. It really depends what you're looking for. Maybe you are passionate about mentorship and women's empowerment, and Boss Beauties is a community you can get involved in. Or maybe you're looking to get involved in NFTs for another reason. Maybe you love the artwork, and there's so many incredible one-of-one NFT artists. Maybe they don't have 10,000 NFTs, but they're an amazing artist. Mm. And you love art and you collect art already. You could get into the NFT space for the artwork. Or maybe you want to attend a conference, and VCon is a conference hosted by Gary Vee through VFriends. Mm. And so you might get an NFT to get a certain access to a conference or event. So I would say it really depends what your passions are, what your interests are, and why you want to get involved as well. But back to one point you mentioned, the team is something I always look at, whether it be an artist that created the NFT collection, or whether it's a team that's building a community or has a cause or wants to build their NFT project to be a global brand or a company. I really look at who the team is. What did they do before NFTs? And I think that's a good predictor that they'll be around. Mm-hmm. Their NFT project will last time, and they're in it for the long run, if you can tell by what they've done in the past as well.
Chris and I have gotten a couple NFTs from Gary Vee for the restaurant that he's opening. So the utility, which you guys, when we say utility, it's like, how would you say that? It's just what it can be used for.
Yeah. The use case. Yeah.
Okay. Because you can only get into this future restaurant. Might as well just talk in the future still. In this future restaurant that is real, that is an actual restaurant that he's going to be opening up. And you can only get in if you have one of the NFTs. So the utility is not only to be able to get in, but we would be able to kind of rent this out potentially and make money off of having people use the NFT to get into the restaurant, things like that. So it's just really interesting, usages right now that are also exciting. And let's face it, I think there's a little bit of like a, oh, cool, you get to be a part of this cool club or this cool community. Or, you know, that's kind of what I'm looking at right now is who's in what and how do I want to be? Because it's really about like who is in this network that I would maybe want to be in this network with. Like who would I love to potentially be networking with at an event or be at an event with, things like that. So I think that's really fun too. Okay. So we chatted about kind of what makes a good NFT. It's all what you're looking for. But what should we consider? Let's just say someone right now is like, okay, I feel like I want to start getting into this and maybe I just want to make it my goal in the next month to purchase one. What do we need? What should we consider?
First of all, if you want to buy an NFT, say you know that there's an NFT project launching next week, you would want to get set up now, right? Just do it in advance. There are a few steps, but what I want to tell to your community, it's totally possible. I know this is a new space and it might sound a little overwhelming. I'll be totally transparent. I was a little overwhelmed at first, but now, you know, I've immersed in it. But in the beginning, don't be scared. You can get into the space. So what I would suggest, first, you'll want to set up, I'll use Coinbase as an example. You'll want to be able to buy crypto. So you'll set up an account on a crypto exchange, such as Coinbase. Think about Coinbase as your bank account for crypto. Just like you might have another bank account, right? Coinbase is like your bank account for crypto. And typically you'll want to do it in advance, right? So if you wanted to buy an NFT next week, maybe there's a certain project and you know their launch date is next week, I would get started now and set that up. And then you'll have to transfer some of your US dollars or whatever dollars you use, right? From your bank account to crypto. And then you'll set up your MetaMask. And that's a wallet that you'll have your NFTs. It's a digital wallet that interacts with Ethereum. So you'll follow the instructions for that. There are tips on our website. So there are some great links that you can check out. And once you have your MetaMask set up, you'll want to write down your password and your seed phrase and everything. And a quick security tip, you never want to share your seed phrase with anyone. There's other security tips that I'll share. They're on our website, but just be really careful. I mean, in this space, I believe it's even more important than with other types of security to keep everything really, really secure. And then finally, you'll be able to look through many of the sites to look for your NFTs. So as an example, there's OpenSea, Rarible, Nifty Gateway, there's others as well. But that's where you'll be able to look for NFTs and buy your first NFT. There's other tips too, but I wanted to keep it super simple.
Yeah, I love this. And we can link up, you're referring to your website. So what's the bet? Is it bossbeauties.com?
Yes. Okay. Yep. You got it.
Amazing. So bossbeauties.com, you guys, for any of those tips, if you want to go just read step by step. And it might have sounded confusing, but honestly, it's just one step at a time. And I think the best way to learn is to go and just sit down and be like, okay, this is going to seem totally foreign to me. But it's crazy. Even as you were talking, I was just thinking about even the first time I went to Europe. I was like, okay, first step, exchange money. Next step, how much is this? How does this convert? What do I need to do? It's just like really trying to, it's just one step at a time and understanding you're just converting your money to something different where the conversion, even conversion to other European money and any other money in the world, like it's always going to fluctuate as well. And I think that's maybe something that scares people a little bit is if I want to just play, let's say that, I don't know what your recommendation is, but I always say to people, if it's new and you don't have that money to lose, then I wouldn't necessarily be playing with that yet or investing into an NFT or crypto. That's just my personal opinion. If you don't have that extra money to lose right now, but if you have that money set aside, I kind of look at it as, okay, I'm going to get educated on this. I'm going to start to learn and I'm going to start to understand. I think people on here right now might be asking, because I know in the beginning for me, I was like, what is like an amount of money that I can even kind of get in the game at? Like for people who have no clue, can you just kind of run through the gamut of what that looks like?
Yeah. I mean, It really depends on what NFT that you're looking to get. But I'll give you an example. When we launched Boss Beauties, I'm going to put it into US dollars at the time, but it was 0.08 as far as Ethereum. And equivalent in US dollars, that was around 300 US dollars. And of course, I could do that for other currencies. And there's so many people globally that are a part of our community, mm-hmm. but I'm just making it simple for right now.
Yep.
So to buy one of our NFTs on launch day, it was around 300 US dollars at the time.
Do they call that mint? Is that what you said, the launch day?
It was the mint, yes. Okay. So, and now our NFT is around, I mean, it goes up and down, mm-hmm. but it's around $3,000 mm-hmm. for that NFT US dollars. So if you want to get in, I mean, I would suggest looking at mints for new projects. Boss Beauties is always there. We'd love people to join our community too. But it really depends what you're looking for. I mean, mm-hmm. there's so many amazing projects out there.
And I know that we had talked about this, but for people who are like, oh, this is a new project, should I just jump in? Or is this something that's just going to be hot because this person is attached? What is your theory on that when you're looking at new projects personally?
Yeah, there's an acronym, do your own research, D-Y-O-R. It's nice and easy to remember, do your own research. So going back to your other question about the team, I love to research the team behind an NFT project. Mm. You can really see maybe someone has been in business before, been an artist for a long time, and they've already been creating amazing artwork before they launched their NFT collection. So I would say definitely do that research to really understand who the founders are, the creators are. And that's something I always suggest and something that I look for if I'm about to buy a new NFT too.
How do people make money with NFTs? So you said that you first launched Boss Beauties at $300 per NFT, and now they're at $3,000. And of course, that does fluctuate up and down. It can fluctuate up and down quite a bit. So with people thinking of, let's say they have the extra money, they want to start learning it, they want to start playing in it, how do they start making money? Is it on, it just, they're randomly waiting for it to go up? Do they want to sell it? Do they want to trade it? Do they want to rent it? Like, tell me the possibilities. Yeah.
Totally. And one thing I love to share, I mean, this is a new space. So sometimes people think of buying an NFT as a form of investment, but I don't like to officially call it that. I like to think of it more like if you're collecting artwork, right? Mm-hmm. You might buy a piece of artwork and then later resell that piece of artwork and you've made some money back on it, right? So I love to use that example. Mm-hmm. But it really depends. I mean, one example, I love telling this story, by the way. Someone had bought some of our Boss Beauty NFTs on the day that they launched. They bought them for the $300 approximate dollars at that time. And then we heard the story that they sold some of their NFTs and they were able to make a profit on those NFTs, again, reselling them on the OpenSea, and they were able to use those funds to start their own business. And I love that story, being an entrepreneur myself and knowing how hard it can be to get the capital to start a business. I love that our Boss Beauties and we're able to get those funds and sell them and make that to put in their own business. So, I mean, it really depends. But yeah, I would just say you can get in early on a project or look at that team, do your own research and you think, okay, this is an amazing NFT project. I believe in it. I believe in what they're building. And if you, you know, get an NFT now from that project and then later resell it, that's one way, right? And then if you want to put it into a business or use those funds for something you're passionate about, it's amazing. I love hearing those stories.
That is the best. Like literally, you must feel so good. It's just so cool that when people are thinking of projects, anyone who's listening, like thinking of putting a project out there, those are the things that sometimes we focus on the fear or we focus on what we were saying before, like, is this going to work? But what we don't realize is that by putting our work out into the world, we're literally creating we could be creating a ton of stories like that where it ripples into someone else's future who starts a business that helps someone else start a business that helps someone else start a business. So whenever I get scared of something or I'm like, oh, I'm not sure, even though I want to do it, I try so hard to think about somebody who's been like, you are a huge domino potentially in their future and you may never even meet that person, right? Like you may never even know this person who started their own business from something that you created. So cool. And I think you're just going to continue to hear epic stories like that from this. So that's awesome. All right. So for people who are listening right now who are like, oh my gosh, I think I might actually be a really good candidate for creating NFTs. Like maybe they have a big event. Maybe they have a product that they want to start something off of later. Maybe they want to start some sort of, you know, social club or something like that. Where do we start? How do I know if I'm a good candidate? What do you even do? How do you get connected to an artist? Are there people that run these projects? What do you need to do?
By the way, I love what you said about the ripple effect. The fact that any of us at any time, something that you do through your podcast or the other work you've been doing, or even the work we're doing, how it can impact someone. Mm. So I love that example. But I would say, you know, first of all, I really believe if you set your mind to it and you want to get into the NFT space and start a project, you can absolutely do it. A few years ago, actually, there were a few times where it was really challenging for me where I had a business. I had a $7 in the bank moment early on in my prior company. I mean, there were a lot of challenges. And there were times, like I said earlier, where I was really nervous. Are Boss Beauties going to sell out? Are we going to be successful? We're launching 10,000 NFTs. Is this totally crazy? But by really putting in the hard work, building your community, immersing yourself in the space, doing the research, we made it happen, right? And I went from a time when I had a lot of challenges. I had my $7 in the bank moment before starting Boss Beauties. And now we put in that hard work. So where to get started? I mean, get involved in the community, get to know the people in the community. Mm. I really believe just like any other business, NFTs, the NFT space, it's about people. Get to know the people. And that might be where you meet your artist. Mm. That might be where, if you're not an artist anyways, that might be where you meet your developer or your community manager for the project, whatever that might be. There's so many resources and there's so many people that want to help out as well.
Awesome. Okay, what did I not ask? What's a question that you think or that you wish more people asked you about NFTs?
I want to share how you can get involved with Boss Beauty. So that's one thing I'll share. Yeah. Okay. So first of all, get on our website. You can learn about NFTs. Get into our Discord. We're on Twitter. But here's one really cool way that your listeners can get involved. So through Boss Beauties, we also have a mentorship program where we mentor the next generation of women. So if any of your listeners are passionate about mentorship, maybe they're in fashion or they're in tech or they're a CEO of a company or they're an author or whatever they're passionate about and they have expertise in, we are always looking for IRL, real life Boss Beauties to mentor the women in college and high school that are part of our community. So that's awesome. One thing. Mm-hmm. That's my call to action.
Oh, I love that. So for that, we would just go to the website. And do we need to purchase an NFT? Is there a place to apply for that portion of it? What does that look like?
Yeah. So on Boss Beauties, there will be a way to get connected to our mentorship program.
Okay.
But then also, yes, that's a good point. So if anyone listening wants to pick up a Boss Beauty, whether it's your first NFT or you already have NFTs, there is a link from bossbeauties.com where you can check out our OpenSea and our collection as well.
Very cool. You guys, everybody go and check that out. So what are some of the, I know that we had talked about utilities and I believe that I was looking at some of the things that you guys are wanting to do in the future. Can you tell me some of the things that you guys want to start doing for the people who are NFT holders in the future?
So one thing, we're so excited. We are hosting a conference. So anyone that has one of our Boss Beauties will be able to attend the conference. Mm. We're going to have, it's you know, part motivation, inspiration, business, and arts festival. So actually, I might need to connect back with you and see if you want to be involved, maybe as a speaker or, you know, to attend the event. So I'm going to get ready. I'm going to catch up with you on that.
I love
later.
It. But, I'm ready. I'm already ready.
But yeah, part of the utility is that our NFTs, our Boss Beauties, will be tickets to our event. And we'll be having amazing speakers, inspiring women and leaders in business and tech and arts and you name it, lots of different industries. So we'll be hosting that. And there's a lot of other things we have on the roadmap too.
So cool. Oh, my brain is literally, if you could have seen like all of the conversation going on in my head, just around like already what I've been thinking, just so fun. You guys, I hope that your brain was on fire as well. Yeah, as if we probably don't generate enough ideas here, but you're welcome, everyone. Now you can be in the world of NFTs. That is really exciting. And you know, I always start looking at just different trends because when your grandparents mention NFTs, that is how you know something is most likely going to stay or it's really spanned when it spanned every generation. And truly, I have heard everybody mention it and ask about it. My parents were staying here for a while and they were asking all about it. I'm like, and they live in Wisconsin, like they're just, you know, so I think if anything, just start learning now because you know, I've been on so many moments where I'm like, I'm so glad I got in on Instagram early. I'm so glad I got on TikTok early. Even just getting in there early, just getting one early and starting to understand it, I think is so important when you're starting to see a trend that's going to stick around. So Lisa, thank you so, so much for coming on. This was so great because you just explained it in such an understandable, easy way, which I think is the conversation that everybody needs right now. So really appreciate you. We will link up Boss Beauties in the show notes. You guys definitely go and check that all out. They have such great resources for you to start learning, even if you just sit and you read the website. So you guys, shout out Lisa. Actually, would you like them to tag Boss Beauties or you when they tell you their biggest takeaway?
I would love them to tag both.
Oh, why would we ever ask for one? Let's get both. Okay, so what is your personal Instagram handle?
Yeah, so it's Lisa Mayer on Instagram. And then Boss Beauties NFT is our Insta.
Amazing. Go follow both of those accounts. And also, you know, the biggest gift that we can give our guests is to let Lisa know what you learned, what your biggest takeaway was, what value that she added to your life. And it's always so fun for us to see who was listening and what you got out of it. So again, thank you, Lisa, and everybody listening. We're so grateful for you. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.